going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Let you hear a little bit from Terry Fontenot in about 20 minutes, as well as he met with the media earlier this morning, covering all kinds of different draft-related stuff, who they're going to take at 15, who they're going to take in the second round, what their plan is with Kirk Cousins. Well, all those questions were asked. Yes. He didn't tell you what he was going to do.
Of course not.
But he talked about that kind of stuff, and we'll let you hear some of what he had to say. Coming up in 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How about we reward you for listening? I said I was going to do it last hour, and I forgot. But right now, if you're calling number 6, you can win a family 4-pack of tickets to the 40th anniversary season of the Georgia Renaissance Festival on the festival grounds in Fairburn, Georgia, open every Saturday and Sunday, and Memorial Day, Monday through June 1st. So, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to the Georgia Renaissance Festival,
man.
Courtesy of Andy and Randy.
I know I need to get tickets for something, Andy. Because I keep seeing on my timeline this Sinners. Have you seen it, Abe?
Oh, I've heard a lot about this movie. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
right?
Michael B. Jordan. I'm a big Michael B. Jordan fan.
Yeah.
So I need to know. Abe, have you seen it yet?
No, the baseball trip canned my would be Thursday trip.
Okay, it's Thursday. Well, I got draft tomorrow. Okay, but yeah.
Well, Accountant 2 comes out tomorrow too.
Who?
The Accountant 2.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
They have another one. That's right. They do have another one came out.
That tomorrow. First movie was good.
That
I
first
liked
one was good. The first one was good.
Out tomorrow.
But I'm going to have to go and get to now. This Sinners, I don't know. Is it sci-fi? Or
I think it's about vampires.
Oh.
Right? Okay. Kind of? It's kind of a vampire movie?
Okay.
I like vampire movies.
Not a big vampire movie.
Really?
No, not a big. Only vampire movie.
Lost Boys?
Oh, that's the only one I ever liked.
Yeah.
It's probably the only one I've ever seen, too.
Dusk Till Dawn?
Never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
You should watch that.
Yeah, but no, I'm a big
Lost Boys. As good as Selma Hayek can look.
I'm a big Lost Boys.
She can look good.
Yes, she can.
But Lost Boys is amazing. The movie was great.
I can wear my leather pants and leather tank top to the movies with my wife.
You're going to wear a leather pants and boots and a leather tank top to go see a vampire movie?
Yeah, why?
They're going to think you're Blade. Also, don't like Blade?
No.
Really? I like the first one.
I love Wesley Snipes. I've never seen him.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. That's what I'm saying. I've never seen
it. This is weird that I've seen stuff that you haven't seen.
Yeah,
this never happens.
I'm not a vampire. Not into vampires, not into superheroes.
I don't care about superheroes.
Yeah, none
always
of that.
Liked vampires.
Yeah, not really.
Always, yeah.
You're not a big vampire guy.
Always kind of had a thing. Yeah, kind of want
to,
yeah.
Yeah, so I need to go, and I'm going to go see it.
Don't have a fetish, but if I were to, it might be that.
Hey, there it is. I remember I'm going to bite necks.
Nah, there's nothing. Vampires are sexy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of women think that, though. A lot of women think that.
Men do, too. Women vampires.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because what was her name?
I don't mean Blade is sexy. I mean, I think women vampires are sexy.
Okay, Oren just texted me. He saw it. It's about vampires in the 1930s in South Mississippi.
Okay.
Oh, so it's going to be like vampires facing racism?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Kind of. Oh. Okay.
Really? No, seriously. Abe's like.
There's going to be some tones of racism stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
Well.
All right.
I don't know how you're going to be racist to a damn vampire.
Well, good luck.
Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, you do, right? Because we all hate vampires, right?
I ain't got no problem with them. They don't bother me.
Well, until they try and bite you.
In like real life, I wouldn't want, but like, you know, because vampires can't come in unless you invite them in, right?
I'm not entirely sure that's the full story, but sure.
Here's the other thing that I don't like about the making up new rules about vampires. Mm-hmm. While we're on this, I didn't know I was going to get on my soapbox about vampires today, mm-hmm. but while we're here, allow me to step up here. Because there's that movie that came out, that book, Twilight, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the first movie because it happened in Washington, and I don't know, maybe it was a girl-related. I don't know what it was, but the movie sucked. And all the other ones I'm sure do, too. The vampire went in the sun and just started to sparkle. What I understood was if vampires went out in the sun, they burst into flames.
That's what I thought, too.
That's
more close to accurate.
You can't just change vampire rules. The rules are if you come out in the daytime, you burn up.
Also, look, so there are rules, meaning we believe that vampires are real.
Yeah, well, the rules were always in the movies that lasted forever. They couldn't come in if you didn't invite them in. If they went out in the daytime, they'd burn up. They sleep at night upside down. There's vampire rules.
Yes. That's what I mean.
You can't just change the rules.
These are all the things that I saw. I mean, everybody's let me know it's good. Okay. All right, so that's something.
The guy who directed it is the same guy that did Creed, right?
And it's Jordan Peele.
It's Coogler, yeah.
That movie's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, Jordan Peele's a producer.
He's okay. Very good. I like Jordan Peele.
Yeah, all the ingredients are adding up. Okay. Maybe I'll even go see this.
I'm going to have to catch and see it. Yeah,
I go see this.
Leather pants and all.
Haley Steinfeld's in it. Mrs. Josh Allen.
I was going to go buy some.
Yeah. You think you should do that?
Yeah, I'll go buy some. You think they got some TJ Maxx?
Leather pants?
Yeah.
Not real leather, I don't think.
Not that'll fit you. Well, actually, TJ Maxx, maybe the only ones left are the one that'll fit really.
Yeah, I feel like the large sizes are probably easier to find than TJ Maxx.
I know where I can get a leather tank top. Spencer's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, probably a lot of places you can get a leather tank top.
Get a leather tank top.
Okay.
Yeah, leather tank top.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to the big story of the day.
I'm like a vampire, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Black leather. Vampire. QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Sean Murphy, down the left field line. He is on an absolute tear. Another match from Murph.
Yeah, we could have gone a different direction. Fine.
Well, get the over slider here. Not a very good one. We know Sean Murphy is going to be aggressive on pitches. He sees something in the zone. It doesn't matter if it's spinning or if it's straight. He's going to take a big hack at it.
Yeah, so Sean Murphy's not even playing today. It's the fourth inning. The Braves are losing 1-0 to the Cardinals. So Elder's actually doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just got through four. He's only given up one. Unfortunately, they haven't scored any because Miles Michaelis is too much for them to deal with today.
Yeah.
I guess they did too much scoring yesterday. Only scored four yesterday. But the game's not over yet. They've been an eighth inning team.
We mentioned it yesterday. If they're an eighth inning four-plus run team,
except yesterday. They decided to give up three runs in the eighth inning yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, game's going on. Would like to see them win the series, please. It'd be feeling good. And we spoke too soon on Bryce Elder because he
I thought that was the end of the inning.
Yeah, he just gave up. but
whoops.
They have had opportunities to score. A couple guys on third base so far in this game. Did not drive them in. So that's the going back to the typical when they were losing type race. But they're playing well, Andy. The guys are hitting the ball well. Marcell Ozuna, Michael Harris led off the game with the hit. So, I mean, these are things that we talked about leading up to him in that leadoff spot and everything, because you want to get him more at bats and all of the other logistical stuff. But, yeah, it sucks to be losing 1-0 in the afternoon. I saw that Tara's there, Bo.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she.
Yeah, so I just looking at her picture. She's like,
for people who don't know who that is, that's Bo's lady.
Yeah, one of a client of hers from the Delta Club reached out and offered her tickets.
I need to find me some Delta Club friends.
I couldn't go, for obvious reasons.
Why'd you tell me? I would have went. Oh, damn, I got work.
You guys both had the same reason. You guys both had the same commitment.
Yeah, damn, I got to work.
Yeah, they lost yesterday. They're losing right now. Spencer Strider, grade one.
Yeah.
Hamstring strain, so it's better.
I know, Bo.
Better than grade four.
Have you ever seen this throwing routine? Where he throws 75 feet
Yeah, long toss.
I've seen that. Long toss is fun
I
to
actually
watch,
sent
though.
Y'all a picture
when they
of
when
him
they throw from
toss.
Like corner to corner, uh-huh. They just open it up and they throw the ball like 300 or 400 feet in the air. It's insane.
Really? 75, yeah. 75 feet is not even really
75 is fine, but when he's out there just letting it fly, they're playing long toss.
They don't bother the arm or nothing?
That's good for it.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I want to take as least amount of throws as possible.
It's just like working out an arm. Like, you start close, and then you just move back incrementally as you throw. Oh.
It's really, if you ever can get to a ballpark early and watch batting practice, that's really, really fun. But then also, if you can see the pitchers out there doing that kind of stuff. I remember when I was a kid, we went to, it was Nolan Ryan's last game ever that he ever pitched. And he was warming up, and they were doing long toss, and him and the catcher were just, like, circling the field. This guy was throwing it from, like, third base to the warning track just to warm up for the game. Now, in the game, I think he tore his rotator cuff. But he was 47 years old, so whatever, man. Like,
damn.
Nolan Ryan's doing what Nolan Ryan did. But just, like, watching him do that and warm up was insane.
I love
and he was throwing fastballs that far. Like, it was crazy. So
could have been that. Like, I'm not going to say that. It could have been that, but yeah. Well, going to get this thing done, man, because we got to get ready for the draft. Well, we're going to talk mostly draft tomorrow anyways. But, yeah, Bryce Elder is he's holding it down, Andy. We have not – because I thought he would be done after the second inning. I promise you I did. But he's still in there, one-run game. Just give him some help, fellas. Somebody. All right, Ozzie, do something, okay, so we can have some good Grieger going tonight. Period. NBA – oh, we haven't even mentioned NBA playoffs, have we?
Nope.
Lakers won.
Yeah, that was a good performance by them last night. They came out – and had a real emphasis on defense.
Yes.
And if look, they're not going to be able to play with that level of effort for 16, I don't think.
No.
But I think they could definitely beat the Timberwolves if they play like that again. The question was going to be how physical can they be. They were physical as hell last
yes,
night.
Yes, they were.
And it was impressive to watch. I don't know that there's any more disrespectful relationship in sports right now than Luka and Rudy Gobert.
Yes.
What Luka Doncic does to Rudy Gobert.
And that's unfair to
Rudy. Every single time they play.
And that's unfair to Rudy.
They got to stop switching.
That's unfair.
You got to stick with your man when it's Luka. You have to fight
the damn pick.
You have to stop switching Rudy Gobert on Luka because he's emasculating
him
at the top of the key every chance that he gets.
Fight through it.
And Luka takes extra pride in it too, you can tell.
Yeah.
Like he clears everybody out. He's like, yeah, come on. Let the big French guy come out here.
Slovenia. He's from Slovenia, right?
I think that's right, yeah.
Slovenia and France got something going on?
Well, everybody knows they've had a long history of strife.
He giving him that work. He's just like, will y'all please stop switching?
Yeah, they got to stop doing that. They got to stop doing that. Yeah. But anyway, the Lakers played good last night, so they evened up that series. I guess Anthony Edwards got fined. He should have got a raise.
$300? $1,000?
So, yeah, I guess at the end of game one, there was some Lakers fans heckling Rudy. And I can't say what Ant-Man said. I wish I could. And he clapped back with what I think is one of the all-time great clapbacks in the history of fan-player interactions. Mm-hmm. The guy was yelling at Rudy, and Ant goes, this man's got $200 million. Rudy taps him and goes, shows him three fingers.
Yes.
And Ant goes, sorry, this man's got $300 million. And then Ant said one other thing that I really can't say on the radio.
Yes.
But I already really liked Anthony Edwards.
Mm.
Now I like him even more.
My thing is, like, I hope that dude shut the hell up.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, shut the hell up, man.
Yeah, I mean, right. He told him the bank account and the manhood part.
Yeah.
So,
all right, shut up. Shut up over there.
There isn't anything else you can say at that point.
Man, like Wesley. Shut up, Wesley.
Also, they were winning that game, too. So, like, there's nothing that you can say at that point. Boo. Yeah, boo me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Like, yeah, I'm really mad.
Yeah,
that somebody that lives in Los Angeles is bored.
Got I got $300 million in the bank. Where's your girlfriend at?
Tell her to meet me in the tunnel.
You want to say hi? $300,000 is a lot of money for a fine, though. Like, I thought they should have paid him $300,000 for that. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear from Terry Fontenot after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.